The trade war between the U.S. and China is hitting the markets hard today, with the Dow down 672 points right now, the tech industry among those taking the biggest brunt. Emily, let's start with Apple.
Well, as you know, Apple is very exposed to any issues dealing with China. Their supply chain is closely linked to China. Most of their products are manufactured in China. And of course, China is a huge market for Apple products as well. Now, so far, Apple products, it appears, have been spared. There was a chance that the Apple Watch and AirPods could have been on the list for this latest round of tariffs, but at this point, they have not been hit. However, that could change at any moment. Apple shares, last I checked, were down about 5%. So, you know, down with the rest of the market. And we've certainly seen over the last several months, Tim Cook working hard to build a relationship with the president. He's been to Washington several times, and you know, he's clearly worked hard to try to make sure that Apple is not on this list.
And Tesla is certainly getting hit pretty hard right now. Its stock reaching a 2-year low.
Tesla also getting hit. That's right. The only car makers that are up today are Japanese car makers. A number of the European automakers like BMW and Daimler actually build their cars in the United States and then import them to China. However, cars are actually not on the latest list of products that China is slapping tariffs on. Again, that could change at any moment. It is a huge market for Tesla, a huge potential market. They just opened a new factory there in Shanghai, a car and battery factory. Given what we've seen with the macroeconomic issues and the broader slump in the Chinese economy in general, the car market has actually been sort of struggling in China. And for Tesla, this doesn't help, especially when there are a lot of Chinese electric car manufacturers that are already stiff competition for Tesla in China.
Okay, so Uber and Lyft also off today. Is the trade war connected to that?
Well, you know, that's a slightly different story. Certainly, I think the trade war and the market volatility is having some impact on Uber and Lyft, but Uber shares are down almost 12%, which is definitely more than the broader market, and down, you know, from a 7% drop on its first day of trading, which was Friday. So you're looking at down almost 20% overall. Now, this could be, you know, this is a newly public company. Obviously, there's market volatility, but there's a lot of skepticism about ride-hailing in general, and can Uber ever be profitable? You know, they're still losing billions of dollars a year. Lyft is also down today, but only down about 5%. You could argue that some of the negative sentiment that we're seeing today is already priced into Lyft stock, whereas Uber just started trading on Friday. Now, all of that said, Dara Khosrowshahi, the CEO of Uber, did send a letter to employees today saying, look, you know, I know it's a hard day. Our stock is not trading as well as we had hoped. However, Facebook and Amazon also had difficulties on their initial days of trading, and look where they are today. So, you know, imploring employees to think about and be focused on the long term.